And good morning. The time is 9:06. Beautiful start weather-wise here in downtown Wausau. Plenty of sunshine. Temperature already into the 70s. It's going to be a summer-like day here in Wausau. Right now, 71 degrees. And I am Chad Holmes, our number two of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9, 1230, WXCO. Again, you can get us both on the FM and the AM. 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And after an hour where we were having some issues with Facebook, it was not us, again, it was Facebook, but where somehow the stream was not working. It had a message that, hey, it's not working, but now it says we are live. We are live on Facebook.
One of our viewers is happy about it because he gave us a thumbs up.
That's what we like to see. So, again, if you'd like to...
John Goertz, I think that's how you say it.
Thank you, John. But if you would like to see our video stream, camera pointed into the studio to see me as I try to get the Brewers back on a winning track as the crew losing two in a row to the Dodgers. We've got the Brewer hat on today. But you can, again, join us at Facebook.com, go to the Bull Falls Radio page, and then see a video stream. You can also join us by giving us a call or a text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And I say this all the time. It's something that has been fairly recent. We've been trying to get more calls and texts. And I know there's some shyness out there. Yeah. And... But if there's a thought that you want to pass along, if there's a story that we are not talking about that you want to talk about, I mean, we really want to hear from you, because part of what we're trying to do here is to be sort of the hub of Wausau when it comes to talking about what's happening. And we do that with the news and the sports and the entertainment and the arts and everything else. And we really want to hear from you, whether it's just an idea for something to talk about, whether it's a thought, something that needs to be said. We really do want to hear from you. So again, note this number, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And if you go to our Facebook stream, there's a scroll at the bottom of the screen, and you can see that and write down that number. And again, the easiest way to do it is to get the Civic Media app. If you download the always free Civic Media app, you get all 20 of the Civic Media radio stations in one source. You open it up, you'll see all the stations. The fifth one down, it'll say Bull Falls Radio. Open it up, and you'll see a button to text us, a button to call us, a button to email us, a button to go to our website, a button to listen to our live stream, a button to listen to the Sports 2 stream, a button to go to the Sports 3 stream. I mean, it's all there. It's all there. So get the app. Get
20
the app.
Stations in one. 20 is better than that.
Yeah, and you want to check out what's happening with some of the other programs or some of the other stations, be able to do that as well. So, again, if you have not done so, get the Civic Media app. Hey, coming up here in hour number two of the program, we will have Anya Hannington talking about what's happening at the Grand Theater. Anya, when she sent me a note, mentioned that today is a special day for a movie that some people love beyond anything else.
Can I guess the movie?
It's a cult classic. I'll give you that. It's a cult classic.
I remember because I actually saw this movie last year for the very first time, actually. I believe it's the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Holy cow, you are on fire. You are on fire. So, yes, you're right.
I was a part of Center Stage last year, and we had a movie night because one of the songs we were doing at Center Stage last year was Time Warp from that movie. Just for the fun of it, we watched the movie to kind of get a better feel for the characters. And it was the first time I ever saw that movie. I was like, wow, this is a trip. And I remember the character that Meatloaf played. A very cool guy, right? Rode a motorcycle, very cool, very hip. But it is a cult classic, absolutely. It's different. Not necessarily in a bad way, and not necessarily in a good way. It's just different.
And that's a good thing, you know? Things need to be different from now and again.
You don't see movies like that nowadays.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
movie was one of a kind.
And I know that you love a lot of these Disney movies and these Marvel movies, right? And, you know, but at the same time, it feels like we get too many of those. It's all about having those blockbusters instead of having movies that may be a little bit off-center, something that would be more of a cult following. Mm-hmm. And I think the studios right now, well, we don't want to put any money into that because we may not get it back. We want to get a movie that's going to bring in $1 trillion or whatever it may be. So, again, I think that's very true. Cool. But Anya had mentioned that it's the anniversary of that movie. And, of course, there's going to be a tribute to Meatloaf coming up at the Grand Theater. So we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more with Anya Hannington coming up in the next few minutes. Whenever she does arrive, she'll be popping right on in and joining us in a few minutes' time. Also coming up later in the program, we will have our daily history lesson, talk about what famous events occurred on this date in history, some of the famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays today, some of the special days to be acknowledged. Yesterday, Left-Handers Day, so I had a good day yesterday being a left-hander myself. What is today? Well, you have to stick around and find out. And also we'll have Ian Welsh and the number for the day quiz. He is 1-for-1.
Yes, I got the question right yesterday.
And I see Anya is here, so I think you have to go open the door. Then we will give you a hint on today's topic. We'll hold that off for just a moment. But every day at the end of the show, the last thing we do is the number for the day quiz. I give Ian Welsh 3 choices. And based on the math, based on the numbers, he has to get 1 out of 3 right. If he gets 1 out of 3 right, he has 33%, and if he's 33% or above, he gets a successful week. And he's had quite a stretch of successful weeks. And, again, the last thing we do, and before we talk to Anya Hannington, we're going to give a preview here. Ian, do you want to know what the subject matter is for the number for the day?
Yes, I do. What is today's subject?
World population.
Oh, well, that could be... A very big or very small number, depending on who you ask.
It could be a big number. It could be a small number. But world population.
I'll think about that one.
And frankly, there's a lot of people out there, so it's probably more of a bigger number. Well, I don't know. Maybe could talk about the original world population. But
definitely an interesting number.
World population. So you get your mind working on that, and we will have that to wrap up the program here as we do a part of our daily history lesson here on WXCO. Mm-hmm. And it is Wednesday. Every other Wednesday, we get a chance to talk about the Grand Theater. And a young lady who's been with us now a number of times in a row. Sean was with us the last time around. You were with us before that, right?
I think I've been here the last couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tell you, something you're going to learn as you get older is things just roll together. As I get older, everything just rolls together. I can tell you what happened in 1983, but I can't tell you what happened last week. But we're very happy to welcome back Anya Hannington from the Grand Theater, the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation. In fact, while you were coming here to the studio, I imagine, me and Ian were talking, and I said, you're coming on the show, and I said, today is the anniversary of a cult classic. And he said, can I guess it? And he got it right.
Oh, my God!
I said, I couldn't believe it. But you had sent me a note yesterday saying that you were coming in for Sean and saying that today, August the 14th, is the day that the Rocky Horror Picture Show first premiered in the UK.
That's right.
How did you know this, number one?
I tend to look things up, try to find interesting dates, especially in the summertime.
You ought to be a radio host.
Yeah,
I do that all the time. Interesting things to talk about.
Absolutely.
But you gave me that one. I appreciate that. But, I mean, what year was that? Do you recall?
Well, it's 49 years ago, so it would have been 1975.
1975, and it premiered in the UK.
It premiered in the UK first, and then about a month later, it premiered in the United States.
And I'm throwing this out there, and you may not know this, but was it a hit right away?
Or it was definitely not a hit.
So it's kind of
definitely
it was
not.
A build.
Yeah, through midnight screenings, people grew to love it. And apparently it was the end of the sort of cult midnight screening era. That was sort of the end of it because that movie got so popular through all of the screenings that people tried to replicate its success and it stopped working.
And I know there's a connection with Meatloaf we're going to talk about, but Ian jumped on board and he started talking about this. He says he saw it last year and he said, I remember what character Meatloaf played in it. And I thought, oh, that's why you brought up Meatloaf. Because frankly, I have not seen the movie. I got to do that
you
at some point.
You haven't seen that movie?
I have not. I'm not that cool, okay?
I highly recommend it.
But Ian, you said, what was the Meatloaf character?
I don't remember his name, but I know he was like a motorcycle guy, very cool, but, well, I don't want to spoil it for you because you have to see the movie for yourself, but he was a very hip guy, and he has a very cool song in the movie, too.
Anya, had you seen the movie?
I have seen the movie. I've seen it a couple times, yes.
Impressions on it. I mean, because it sounds like, again, I have not seen it. Is it a good movie or is it just a great experience?
I think it's a good movie. I think it's fun. I think it's a really fun movie to watch. It's very different from anything else that, is out there at the time. And the performances are really good. So you do have Meatloaf as Eddie. And then you also have Tim Curry giving just the performance of a lifetime.
Wasn't Susan Sarandon in it?
She was. Yes. It's just so many great actors giving really, really great performances. And the music's fun. We'll talk about that.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about the connection. There is a reason that we're bringing this up, other than the fact it's the 49th anniversary of Rocky Horror premiering in the UK. But we'll have more coming up in just over 1 minute. Again, we'll talk about the connection, the Grand Theater to Rocky Horror and Meatloaf and all that, coming up with Anya Hannington coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is The Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. You entertain me, my friend. This is no social crisis. This is you having fun. Getting burned by the sun. This is true. This is no social crisis. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Another legend of the 70s, Todd Rundgren. So it all works together. I don't know if it was luck or not. I think it was just luck. Yeah, I don't think you had any method to your madness, did you, Ian, on that song choice?
Sometimes I pick a song and sometimes it just fits.
And sometimes it does fit. So, again, we're joined by Anya Hannington, Marketing and Communications Coordinator for the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation. And we went through all the discussion on Rocky Horror and Meatloaf. And the reason why we kind of put it together is that the Grand Theater is going to have a tribute to the late, great Meatloaf coming up.
That's correct. So it's going to be on Friday, October 25th. So that is a Halloween era show. And what's really exciting about this performance, it's Celebrating Meatloaf. That's the name of the show, Celebrating Meatloaf, is they will also be bringing...
I love that name because you can just think about Meatloaf and then you can think about Meatloaf.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go out beforehand and eat some Meatloaf.
And
before,
celebrate Meatloaf at dinner, then celebrate Meatloaf at the Grand Theater.
Absolutely. But this show, because it is going to be in late October, they are not only going to be performing songs by Meatloaf, the ones that you know and love, like Bat Out of Hell or Paradise, By the Dashboard Light.
I will do anything for love, but I won't do that.
They are also going to be doing songs from Rocky Horror Picture Show. So that is why we're talking about Rocky Horror. It's not just going to be Meatloaf's hits. It's also going to be songs like Hoppatootie Bless My Soul, which is his song in Rocky Horror, as well as some other songs from the show. So that is going to be just so fun. And this show also, it's not just any run-of-the-mill tribute. I mean, the Grand never brings you a run-of-the-mill tribute. We're always bringing the best of the best. And this one is with American Idol winner Caleb Johnson and members of the Neverland Express, which is Meatloaf's official band. This is a tribute that was fully endorsed by Meatloaf before his death. This is his band performing with Caleb Johnson. So it's like basically as close to the real thing as you can get, given that Meatloaf is no longer with us. It's going to be so fun. And that is, again, Friday, October 25th.
And that is important. I think for any of us who, like myself, I'm old enough to appreciate the artists of the 70s and the 80s. And nowadays we are seeing, you know, some often changes. And a lot of them are still trying to go out there. And too often it's almost complete cover bands. But obviously when you have the band still there, that sound, there's a uniqueness to any band that goes out there. And if you're a fan of Meatloaf, who would listen to Meatloaf, and obviously it won't be the same voice, but still having that sound of the band, that's important. And that means it's not just a cover band out there. There's actually the DNA still of the Meatloaf experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm personally so excited about this show because I love Meatloaf and I can't wait to hear these songs performed live. And I'm also so excited about that Halloween edition of these Rocky Horror songs. So, I mean, you should watch the movie and then come on down and eat some Meatloaf and then show up and you're going to have a great time.
I can't help chuckle every time you say, I love Meatloaf. And
yeah.
I think you're thinking, you got a plate in front of you. I love Meatloaf. And but everybody, again, an opportunity. And it's not too early to get the tickets. And that's the thing as well. I mean, time is just flying by this summer, number one. And number two, to get the best seats, to get the best opportunity, it's wonderful. If you know that you are somebody that wants to see this show, do it sooner. Don't wait till the end, right?
Absolutely.
And so many of the Grand Theater shows, I mean, it's amazing the record that you've had in recent years of filling up that wonderful venue for all these terrific events. So, again, sometimes if you wait, you'll be left out in the cold.
You know, absolutely, especially if you want those best seats available. If you're someone who's like, I really want an aisle seat, or I really want to be on the main floor, mm-hmm. or like those are the seats that go fast. Everyone wants those aisle seats. Everyone wants the main floor seats. So give us a call at 715-842-0988 or visit us online at grandtheater.org, theater E-R, not R-E.
Exactly.
Get your tickets. Get your tickets to the Celebrating Meatloaf or come see. We have so many other just incredible shows. We also have some really exciting tributes that are also coming up soon, like Mania, the ABBA tribute, which is returning. It was here last year. It sold out. It was a huge hit, and they are back. And this is actually, speaking of anniversaries, it is 50 years since this group, ABBA, first debuted on the world stage with in Eurovision, 1974, when they sang Waterloo. Wow. So we're going to be a celebration of that.
Making us all feel so old.
Their music is so timeless.
I know
every
it
time
is.
You listen it to is. It, it's just like, I can't believe this is 50 years old. But it is.
Isn't that amazing? You know, you said they sold out last year, this this tribute. And you say, you know, it's 50 years. I mean, the term timeless is thrown around a lot. But when you're able to sell out a venue as large as the Grand for a tribute to ABBA, that says it's timeless. People crave this stuff. And it shows a little confidence, I got to admit. You're bringing them back the next year. It's like, holy cow, you're going to take that chance. But obviously people just love it.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And it's definitely moving. It is definitely selling. So if you're interested, if you want to see them, if you want to sing all those songs that you love, if you want to see these really incredible costumes, they've got some wonderful costumes. It's just a lot of fun. I get your tickets now. Don't wait. Don't wait until it's coming on October 11th, Friday, October 11th. So, you know, that's coming up
not
soon.
Not long at all.
Do not wait until, you know, Friday or Thursday, October 10th. Like, I'm going to get my tickets now. The tickets are going to be gone.
What else should we have a couple of minutes left. Again, this is the time of year. Everybody at the Grand, I think, in the PAF are a little bit of a deep breath because you had such a wonderful season, 2023-2024. You make the big announcement. People are getting their tickets for 2024-2025. It's almost like the preseason for the Packers here. You're getting ready to kick things off for the new season. What are some of the other maybe early shows that people should be thinking about as you get your season underway?
Well, there's a couple of shows coming up that are really exciting. We have Leonid and Friends, who are also a returning act. They're coming on Tuesday, October 1st. And they are a tribute to the band Chicago, but they also do some songs by Steely Dan and Earth, Wind, and Fire. These guys are sensational.
They got the official thumbs up from Chicago, didn't they?
They absolutely did. They are based, they're a bunch of musicians who based out of Belarus and Russia, Ukraine, a lot of just the countries over there who all came together because they're friend Leonid. He's a huge Chicago fan. He's a musician. He's like, can all my friends come together, play some songs with me just for fun?
A garage band.
Yeah. They recorded it. They put it online. They went viral.
Yep.
And so they're just so fun. They love this music. Leonid actually transcribes all of the music himself. It's just so fun. They have a lot of fun on stage because they all really love each other. And they're fun to watch, and the music is great. So that's Tuesday, October 1st. Definitely, definitely check it out.
Fantastic. And again, folks, go to the website. Check out the entire season because, I mean, it's never too early to look ahead towards late in 2024 into 2025 and get those tickets now and get more information as well. GrandTheater.org. R-E. E-R.
E-R, yeah.
How can I make that mistake? GrandTheaterER.org. Anya, thanks again for coming on by, and hopefully we'll get you back in real soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, check out GrandTheaterER.org or just stop on by here in downtown Wausau. Coming up, it's an information update. We'll get you all the news you need from CBS. Terry Bell from our Madison newsroom. We'll have Brittany with our local news and weather, and of course Mike Clemens with sports, and then I'll be back, talk a little bit more about what we saw last night when it came to the primary election here in the state of Wisconsin. The time is 9:29. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. And we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. And let's set up a time to talk. I'm Chad Holmes. Join me and former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. starting on August 21st for the return of the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week we will review and preview all the high school football action throughout Central Wisconsin. Plus, we'll be joined by one of our area head coaches and a student-athlete guest as well. Every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m., nothing but high school sports for 2 hours. The Big High School Sports Show, Wednesdays from 6 until 8 p.m., returning on Wednesday, August the 21st, on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Just heard a promo for the Big High School Sports Show. It does return next Wednesday, every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. here on WXCO. In fact, I have lined up our first guest for the season. Every week, we will be bringing you a coach guest and also a student athlete guest, and still working on getting our first coach guest for this year. But we do have lined up our first student athlete guest who will be joining us at approximately 7 o'clock on Wednesday of next week. Oscar Latendres. He is the returning all-conference offensive lineman for the D.C. Everest football team. He is getting plenty of looks from the colleges as well, as a number of colleges have offered Oscar a chance to play at the next level. So we'll talk to him about his team, talk about his future talk about things off the field as well. Whole bunch of great stuff that we get a chance to discuss with our student athlete guests every week. So DC Everest incoming senior Oscar Latendres, offensive lineman for the Evergreens, our first student athlete guest next week on Wednesday for the premiere episode of the season, the Big High School Sports Show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you've missed the shows from last year, if you want to get a taste of what we do, hear some of those interviews with student athletes and coaches, you can go to bullfallsradio.com, go to civicmedia.us, click on the show page, and find the Big High School Sports Show, and all the previous episodes are right there for your listening enjoyment. With Ian Welsh, again, I'm Chad Holmes here on this Wednesday morning. Beautiful start in downtown Wausau, live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, 71 degrees under sunny skies. Unfortunately for Ian Welsh, all this great weather, all the great sun that we've seen the last number of days is going away. Yeah. And you have your opening for your show, Shakespeare in the Park, both two shows. We got Midsummer Night's Dream at 2 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and The Taming of the Shrew, which you are a cast member of, at 6 p.m.
So great to get both of them on our show.
Yeah, if you missed our interviews with the director and cast members of each of those shows, we had the director and cast members of A Midsummer Night's Dream on Monday, and we had director and cast members for The Taming of the Shrew yesterday. You can go and listen to our archive, our podcast of this show. But I can imagine there's a lot of stress wondering about the weather here for tomorrow, isn't there?
Well, stress about the weather is one thing. Just the whole setting up everything in the park is a whole nother level of stress itself.
Right.
But we're working together, and we'll figure it out just one day at a time, just, you know, going with the flow, as I like to say as an actor. You know, when things go wrong, sometimes you just got to run with it.
Absolutely. So, again, we'll knock on wood that maybe the weather forecast is a little bit off. But, again, hopefully everything goes well. Have a good final dress later today and then get ready for the opening tomorrow. Again, 2 o'clock for Midsummer Night's Dream, 6 o'clock for Taming of the Shrew at Stewart Park. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's going to be a great weekend for theater, even if the weather is not looking so great.
Okay.
But as actors, we learn how to persevere and cope with, you know, difficult situations.
Well, let's turn back to primary election night last night, and a bit of good news. I just saw a story from the Associated Press a couple of minutes ago that turnout in the primary yesterday in Wisconsin was the highest in 60 years for this primary, for a presidential year, partisan primary, with over 26% of the state's voting age population casting ballots based on unofficial results. Again, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but these primaries in the lead up to the general tend to have very low turnouts. And that was a big factor yesterday in a number of the races. And I think the biggest one was the constitutional referendum questions. And again, it was not an accident that the conservatives and the Republicans who were trying to push this through put these questions on the primary ballot. The thinking was that it would be a low turnout election. And the people that tend to go out in low turnout elections are the ones that go out in every election, and they tend to be an older electorate. And the older the electorate, the more conservative they tend to be. So the thought was, well, if we put the questions on the primary ballot, perhaps we can sneak them through and get them into law. So Robin Voss and the Republican leadership will have control over the federal funding that comes in, as opposed to Governor Tony Evers. Well, they were sadly mistaken. And also, I do have to admit that the only endorsement that I and you made yesterday was not any of the primary races, you know, for Republicans or Democrats. Did not say vote for this person or vote for that person, unlike the people down the street.
Yep.
The only thing that we did endorse was no votes in the two questions, as opposed to Chris Conley, who I gave equal time to yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I talked about his opinion piece where he gave a full-throated endorsement to yes votes on these constitutional referendums. He said yes and yes. Well, the voters in Wisconsin said no and no.
I'm so glad those two referendums got turned down.
Question number one, 57% to 43%. More than 703,000 votes to 521,000 votes. And nearly the same numbers for question number two. 58% said no, 42% said yes. So
that goes to show that people are actually more hoping to change and understanding.
They're engaged.
Well, question me. Exactly. They're more engaged instead of just saying, like, well, I don't know what this means, so I'm just going to put yes. No, they're actually reading the question and understanding what the question is and then actually having an informed answer.
And also wanted to discuss the two Democratic primaries.
So yay for the people.
In the U.S. Congress. There was a, here in District number 7, congressional primary on the Democratic side. So both candidates have been on this program multiple times. Kyle Kilborn and Elsa Duranzo. And in the end, it was Kyle Kilborn with 58% of the vote, Elsa Duranzo with 42%, 32,920 votes for Kilborn, 23,785 votes for Elsa Duranzo. So that means that Kyle Kilborn is the Democratic nominee. He will go up against incumbent Republican Tom Tiffany in November. And in the third congressional district, the Democratic primary, Rebecca Cook, 50% of the vote. Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point, 41%, and Eric Wilson, 9%. And again, as I talked about with Bob Look earlier, nothing against Rebecca Cook. Obviously, she ran a terrific campaign, able to get out there and get the nomination. But I thought that Katrina Shankland would have been such a wonderful nominee for the Democrats in the 3rd Congressional District. I think she's done a lot of great work in Madison, in the State Assembly. Unfortunately, gave up her Assembly seat in order to run for this seat in the Congress, and comes up short in the primary. So it will be Rebecca Cook, the Democratic nominee, and Derek Van Orden, the Republican, the incumbent, is going to be her opponent coming up in November. Another area primary that we were keeping an eye on, and we had the Republican candidate Corey Sillers on this program a couple of times, was very happy that he wanted to come on our program to spread the word about his campaign. But in the end, he came up short against Brent Jacobson, the Mosinee mayor, in the 87th District Republican primary for the State Assembly. Brent Jacobson with an overwhelming win, 74% of the vote to 26% for Corey Sillers, 6,065 votes for Jacobson, 2,107 votes for Sillers. And again, as I mentioned earlier as well, in these partisan primaries, I think it's a little different than what we would see in November, where we often see negative campaigning against your opponent. When it's a Democrat versus a Republican, if you're a Republican going after the Democrat or a Democrat going after the Republican,
right,
it's one thing. But in a primary where you're two Republicans and you go after pretty hard, very early, like Corey Sillers did after Brent Jacobson, I think there is a bit of a backlash. I think that when you're part of a political party, yeah, you don't want to see somebody on your, but you consider your side, go after somebody that you consider on your side. And I do think that very quickly and very early in this primary race, we saw advertisements, and I heard these advertisements months ago, where Mr. Sillers went after Mr. Jacobson with rather hard-hitting commercials. And it kind of perked my ears up, and I kind of asked him about that the first time that we had him on the program. But I think in the end, coming out negative and saying that Jacobson was not as conservative as Corey Tomchek, because Jacobson went up against Corey Tomchek in the state Senate race 2 years ago, and Sillers came out and said, well, Tomchek was the true conservative in that race and was able to win it, and that in this race, Sillers was trying to portray himself as the true conservative in the race against Jacobson. And I do think that coming out that quickly, not establishing yourself in a more positive way, may have hurt Sillers with the Republican electorate. Again, that's just an opinion. And also another factor in that race was the fact that the host on WSAU, Meg Ellefson, who's also a member of the Republican Party of Marathon County,
right,
came out very much putting her finger on the scale in that race.
Not a very good move.
Being in favor of Brent Jacobson over Corey Sillers. Well, I mean, they can say it's a great move. They wanted Jacobson to win, and Jacobson did win. So maybe for them it was a great move. And I think that for Republicans, I do think that they feel like Jacobson is a stronger candidate in the general election. So in the end, it could be the smart move. I'm not saying it's not the smart move, but I had a hard time thinking that, say, in the Democratic primary for the 7th Congressional District, with both candidates that we've had on this program, for me to come out and put my finger on the scales would have been unfair. Obviously, Meg Ellison does not feel that way. Chris Conley does not feel that way. And in the end, they get their candidate. And it will be Brent Jacobson running in the 87th district coming up in November. So
we'll see what happens then.
So again, just some of the results that we saw last night in the primary. But the good news again is we saw record turnout, 60 years. We have not seen a turnout in a presidential year in the partisan primary that we saw yesterday in the state of Wisconsin. So that's good.
That's an improvement.
Good for everybody that went out there and voted yesterday here in the area and throughout the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. The time is 9:49. Coming up next, it's our daily history lesson, and we'll have our number for the day quiz as well. Mm-hmm. This is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. And Chad Holmes back with you here on 98.9 WXCO. You can also hear us on the AM dial at 1230 AM. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today is Wednesday, August the 14th of 2024, day number 227 of this year. There are 139 days remaining in this year. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Going back to 1935, big day, big reason to celebrate. It was on this date in 1935 that President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law, creating unemployment insurance and pension plans for the elderly. And some 89 years later, conservatives are still trying to weaken or maybe even kill Social Security. On this date in 1945, also a very good day, VJ Day. On this date in 1945, President Truman announced that Japan had surrendered unconditionally, ending World War II. On this date in 2003, a blackout hit the northeastern United States and part of Canada. 50 million people lost power. On this date in 2019, the 1619 Project, produced by Nicole Hannah Jones to examine legacy of slavery in America, launched in the New York Times Magazine. And that 1619 Project made conservatives very, very angry. They don't want to talk about history. They don't want to talk about real history. They don't want to talk about how slavery affected the history of this country. So they have the 1619 Project, and then they turn around and they start Project 2025. Not a coincidence.
No, it is not.
And on this date in 2021, It rained for the first time at Summit Station, the apex of the Greenland ice sheet. It rained. Again, wow. Those folks who think that climate change is not real, it rained for the first time at Summit Station, the apex of the Greenland ice sheet on this date 3 years ago.
Incredible.
Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. The great Steve Martin.
Oh.
Wild and crazy guy. Great comedian. Great actor.
Terrific.
Still out there knocking them dead with Marty Short. Steve Martin is 79 years old today. Also, Jackay Harry, actress from 227. Sister, Sister, Everybody Hates Chris, 68 years old today. Magic Johnson, the legendary NBA player, Hall of Famer, 65 years old today. And again, back in 1991, I still remember the day. I remember the day where it was announced that Magic Johnson had tested positive for HIV, and everybody thought it was a death sentence at that point. And yet Magic Johnson, big part of the fight to research HIV and AIDS, and he has gone on and had an incredible post-NBA career. He was positive for HIV, announced his retirement from the NBA that day, came back at one point later, but has been a major businessman and part owner now of the Washington Commanders football team as well. So Magic Johnson, 65 years old today.
Keep fighting.
Susan Olsen played Cindy on the Brady Bunch, is 63. Actor Halle Berry, 58 years old today. Actor Catherine Bell, one of the stars of JAG, 56. Actor Mila Kunis of That 70s Show, 41 years old today. Former football star Tim Tebow is 37 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Coloring Book Day.
Nice.
It is Social Security Day. It is Creamsicle Day. Mm. It is World Calligraphy Day. It is Financial Awareness Day. It is Tattoo Removal Day. It is Wiffle Ball Day. And it is Navajo Code Talkers Day. So,
Tattoo Removal Day.
Yep, absolutely.
The only way I know that you can remove a tattoo is with sandpaper.
All right.
You do it yourself.
It is time for our number for the day quiz.
World population. Oh, boy.
Okay. There's a new study out.
Okay.
An expert says that the world's population will hit a certain number by the year 2037.
Wow. So that's
13 years from now.
Okay.
But the expert says the world's population will hit what number by 2037?
Okay. Think, Ian.
All right. Is the correct answer A, 9 billion people? Is the correct answer B, 12 billion people? Is the correct answer C, 15 billion people?
9 billion,
so
12 billion.
9 billion people, 12 billion people, or 15 billion people. What will the world's population hit by the year 2037 in a new study that was just put out?
13 years. Well, population has been growing at a pretty fast rate, but 13 years.
Okay, do you have any idea what the population is right now?
I don't know the exact number, but I remember this from my history classes, but I'm going to say, just I go with my gut here, I'm going to say that there will be 15 billion people in 13 years of the world population. When was C? It's my final answer.
So
final
you said 15 billion.
Yes, yeah, my final answer. I'm going with C.
I'm
going
to tell you right now that the world's population today is 8 billion. Would that change? Would that have changed your mind if you knew that today it's 8 billion? And then again,
actually, no.
Okay.
No.
So the correct answer is the world's population in 13 years is estimated to be.
Oh,
maybe 9 billion.
Oh, it's the smallest number.
I forgot for a moment. I had to bring up the sheet again. Ooh. 9 billion. So today, nope. Yeah, you're still one for two.
You still have a chance.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
We'll catch you tomorrow, 8 a.m. sharp. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.